This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Here is some of the news making headlines today. The United States hit a record number of new coronavirus infections for the second day running, with over 94,000 cases. This comes just days before voters decide if Republican President Donald Trump should remain in the White House. Mr. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, intensifies his attacks on President Trump as they battle over the American Midwest, chasing every last vote in a region that propelled Mr. Trump to victory in 2016. Rescuers race against the clock to save people buried under rubble as hundreds spent a terrified night in tents after a powerful earthquake claimed 27 lives in Turkey and Greece. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara seeks re-election in a presidential vote marked by an opposition boycott and clashes over his bid to secure a contested third term. Russia says it will provide necessary assistance to Armenia in its conflict with Azerbaijan over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh if fighting reaches Armenian territory. French police are trying to learn if a young Tunisian suspected of stabbing to death three people in a knife rampage in a Nice church had outside help as they arrest another man believed to have contacted him in the run-up to the killings. Georgians vote in tightly contested parliamentary elections, pitting an unlikely union of opposition forces against the increasingly unpopular ruling party led by Georgia's richest man. And Slovakia begins a program to screen its entire population for coronavirus in what would be a global first.